RD Electric, how can we help you?
Hey, is Rick in by chance?
Miss Ricky.
Hey, Rick, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Oh, just trying to stay dry. We got about an inch and a half of rain last night, 3 inches in some areas, so it's
pretty
wet.
You getting a little bit? Yeah, I just wanted to follow up here. We spoke here about 2.5 weeks ago about a truck trailer and a service truck you were looking to bring on there, and I spoke with your partner Lucky there. Looks like about a week and a half ago. I just wanted to touch base and see if that was something still in the pipeline. I did send an app there as far as the approval would go to see what we can do for you there. I just wanted to see if you were still looking into that.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done anything. I'm still surfing around on the internet trying to find a truck or a boom to pick, so I haven't found anything that...
I got you.
...that I want to spend right now, but I appreciate you thinking of us. But now I'm still looking. I just haven't found anything that I want to spend money on. I found one for around $15,000, and I'm still looking.
I got you. How's that process work? Is there, like, a database that you go through, or is there, like, vendors that...
I didn't get on the internet. Up there around Stephenville, there's a guy that sells a lot of them boom trucks and bucket trucks. I bought one from him before, I don't know,
some years ago,
but he's got a buttload of them. You just surf the internet and try to find them. A lot of times these cable companies and power companies, you know, utility companies will buy new trucks, and then they'll sell off their old ones, and...
Mm-hmm.
They service them real well, so it's good to get a use when you don't want to buy new. When you'll pay $60,000-$70,000, and it'll take you forever to pay for it, you know.
Yeah, I mean the difference between new and used on the equipment, especially like vehicles, is it always blows my mind how much value that they depreciate. So like, do you usually just wait for like those opportunities where like a business is just looking to downsize or liquidate assets, and you just pick it up at a super cheap price?
Oh, they got a big old auction going on this weekend. I don't know if it's still going cause of rain, but they have a big auction going up there. Oh, that's of this weekend's got, I don't know, about 80 trucks for sale. So I got guys that own car dealership. They go over there and buy stuff like that, and then they just call me, you know.
I got you. Yeah, you know, if it's something that you're looking to do, our approval process is right around 24 hours. Once you're approved and you know what programs are available to you, the offers are good for 90 days. So if you get approved and you do find these vehicles, you give us a call and when you're ready to pull the trigger. And then within about 24 hours, the person you're buying it through will be funded, and then you're immediately able to take advantage of it. You said, are you going to be attending that auction this weekend, or do you just wait for...
No, I have another guy. He's got his auto auction license, and he's got all that deal set up with the bank, you know, that he can buy stuff. He just...
Mm-hmm.
He has a draft, I think, you know, up to, I don't know, how many hundreds of thousands. He just goes and buys the vehicles. And...
I see.
Well, then that's kind of where we're at this point. I haven't gone any further. I'm just looking for a good deal, you know, trying to find the best deal in there. So.
Of course. You don't want to rush something like this, especially with the amount of... vehicles you're looking to bring on. Are these going to be replacing old ones, or are you just looking to grow the company a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I've had 25 employees and 15 trucks running for 18 years, so...
Oh, wow.
No, I just move them in and out, you know. So
I got
to the employees when they get so many miles on them, and we're only allowed to deduct them for 5 years, so we try to run them about 7 or 8 and get rid of them because you need the deductions, you know.
Yeah, of course. You said you sell them to your employees. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's kind of cool.
They need a vehicle. Lots of them do. I just sell them the older pickups, you know, or vans if they want them, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah. As soon as you
give them to them, depending on how long they've been here, you know.
Little Christmas bonus there for them.
Oh yeah, you know. I mean, he's gone out and made me money. I try to take care of him, you know.
Yeah, of course.
It's already paid for the truck, so there's no sense in, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm right in the middle of doing some paperwork on Fridays. I got paid bills and new paperwork, but I'll call you back when I get to that point. So.
Of course. Is the email...